into the McAllister College Library in St. Paul when people opened the door, but the librarians want him out. The battle's caused a stir on social media. People have been posting Max-inspired artwork. Somebody even made a library card for the cat, who's reportedly been grounded by his owner for his bad behavior. Who knows? Maybe Max just wants to find a good book. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross followed Zack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, the beauty of the sunsets never gets old.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. This is your host for the day, Chris Kellstrom. I am what Mark Stein is to the Rush Limbaugh show. Basically a warm body filling in a seat because the good hosts are gone today. So we have our trusty producer, all-around great guy, Bob Martin here. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bob. And then we have one announcement to make. Our favorite caller that usually calls in most every Sunday, Nick Gardner, just in the nick of time, he will not be calling in today. Reason he won't be calling in today is because Nick's here in the studio. He's the co-host. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. That is me. I'm Nick's Cheat G. I'm your homie G. I'm coming to you live from Redding, Jefferson. Some of you might know me as the original Slim Shady. I was known as being rude, crude, and socially unacceptable way before it was cool to be that way, but I'm told I have to be on my best behavior today, so I'll hold the profanity.
Okay, Bob, you can take your hand off the delay dump there. I was all over that. Good job.
All right, I will take Nick at his word. Nick, it is a pleasure to meet you after all this time.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited. You know, I'm sorry that I got over here and started fooling around with all the controls and buttons and stuff. I just couldn't help myself. I know it took you about a half hour to get it straightened out again, but here we are.
Yeah, I think we got it together just in time. Of course, your regular hosts, Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, are not here this morning. And they're on the state of Jefferson assignment, as
yeah,
we say.
Terry and Wynn today, and Mark Baird, by the way, are going to be at the Motherlode Fairgrounds down in Sonora. They're having a town hall down there. The door is open at 2:30. The town hall begins at 3. And Mark and Terry and Wynn will answer any questions anybody has down there. So if you're listening or have friends in that area, again, that's in Tuolumne County at the Sonora Fairgrounds, Motherlode Fairgrounds. They'll have a town hall down there. Let's get some more people involved in Jefferson. Let's get some more. You know, it's funny. We have 21 counties with signed declarations right now. And we seem to be all over the place with Stanislaus County and Tuolumne County and Mariposa County. You know, I think by the time this thing gets to the Supreme Court and we become the 51st state, I think what's left of California is going to kind of look like the Hawaiian Islands. You're going to have a big island down there in L.A. and then maybe another island over there in San Francisco and another island in Sacramento. And the entire state's just going to be Jefferson, which wouldn't that be awesome?
Chris, could I interrupt you there for a second? You know, I heard kind of through the grapevine that perhaps Wynn and Terry were heading down to negotiate with Kevin DeLeon. It's my understanding that Maxine Waters has offered her support to move up here and help us become the state of Jefferson, thinking that she might be our first senator. In fact, I've heard there's so much interest in moving to Jefferson with our tax structure going to be bearable and businesses wanting to come and people wanting to come that we might have to go to limited immigration. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think Maxine Waters lives in her district anyway, so what difference does it make? I mean, at this point, what difference does it make? Hey, before we go too much further, let's get some house cleaning or housekeeping things out of the way here before we turn this over to Nick, because I can tell this is going to be a good show and a good time. Nick is definitely the right guy to be here. So tomorrow we have a Reading Patriots meeting at 3276 Pacelli Lane, starts at 6 o'clock, and the new police Chief Roger Moore will be our guest speaker there. Looking forward to seeing Roger. Haven't seen him since high school, so it's been a while for me. So anyhow, Roger Moore, good local guy. Let's hear what he has to say. Now, the regular meeting starts at 6, but we have a Jefferson meeting at 5:30. There's two Jefferson meetings. So we have our normal Jefferson meeting with the action crew. That's in one of the back rooms at 5:30 at, again, 3276 Pacelli Lane. And then we have a new people's Jefferson meeting, and that's with me. So if you show up at 5:30 and you want some questions answered, you want to hear what we're doing, how we're doing it, come on down. Again, 3276 Pacelli Lane, 5:30 for Jefferson meeting, 6 o'clock for the regular Patriots meeting. A couple fundraisers we have going right now. We have a Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. It's going to be at the Riverfront Playhouse. Now, this play is on several nights, but the Jefferson Formation Group has gotten two nights that are all proceeds are going to go to the State of Jefferson Legal Fund. So that is Wednesday night, December 13th, Thursday night, December 14th. I believe the doors open at 7, and 7:30 is the showtime. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres and a drink, I believe, is in the works. So for tickets to that, you can call Mike Wanless at 227-8560, or, again, show up at the Patriots meeting tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane. Mike will be there. We still have a few tickets left. There's not too many tickets left for Thursday night, from my understanding, but there's still quite a few for Wednesday night. And speaking of those tickets, I have some with me today here in the studio, so I think that we'll do a little experiment here and see how many callers we can get. I've got two tickets right now that I will give away to the first caller that calls in to the Jefferson State Radio, which is area code 530-605-4567. I've got two tickets to Wednesday night's showing of A Christmas Carol at the Riverfront Playhouse. Call in, get your free tickets. I will get them to you somehow. Another fundraiser we currently have going is we have some raffle tickets for a gun, $5 a piece or 5 for 20. All proceeds, again, go to SOJ 51. And the winner chooses the caliber. This is a Weatherby Vanguard. So $5 a ticket, 5 for 20. Winner chooses the caliber. We're going to announce the winner on February 17th. That's going to be at our next fundraising banquet in Anderson at the VFW Hall. So I think we've got all the housekeeping issues out of the way. I think maybe I'll turn it back over to Nick here because I'm really enjoying Nick's comments here. So, Nick, what else you got to say?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, we might run out of time. You know, I'm looking so forward to leaving the welfare state of California. I get such a kick out of these people that say that California has the biggest the largest economy in the world, number seven. And, boy, you know, they don't even count the money that comes to California for the welfare programs. I it's creative financing at its best. And then the military spending that comes to California. Can you imagine what California would do without that money they've got coming in? We'd starve to death.
You know, Nick, I think you said they're the number six, did you?
Or
you
six said, or seven.
You said seven. See, today I was online looking at some California stuff, and online I saw six. Now, yesterday or the day before, I heard one of the many talking suits of California. I believe it might have even been Jerry Brown saying that it was five. Now, I hear Red Smith, whose opinion I trust much more than anybody from California, say that it's actually like ninth now and continuing to move down. So maybe at one time we were fifth, maybe at one time we were sixth. I don't think even right now we're at seven. I think we're continuing to spiral downward as businesses and good people, working people, flee this state. So hopefully we can keep enough here that when we become the state of Jefferson, we will be viable day one, and then I can't wait to get those businesses and those good, hard-working, patriotic people back here, and we will be a thriving economy. Maybe Jefferson will move up to five by that time.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's just unbelievable how viable we could be and how we could be so self-supporting. You know, I wanted to give a shout-out to Andre Nippon. She's on my wife's Facebook, and she just turns me on to so many good sites. And one of them is It Matters Where You Stand. You know, it really does matter where you stand, and if you want to see a good example of that, look what's going on with the Bundys down in Los Angeles. People stood up for themselves, and look how they're being run right over the top of by our federal government. And that's exactly what's happening to us in Jefferson, being run right over the top of by our California government.
And the thing about the Bundys is they stood up for themselves, but when they got arrested, they were standing up for others. And they were standing up for everybody listening to this station. They were standing up for every American. They were standing up for the Constitution. They went to Oregon because the Hammonds, who had already served a jail sentence for trumped-up charges, were put back in prison with no trial after serving theirs because the one of the judges or prosecutors decided that they should have been charged with terrorism and they should have found them guilty of that. And even though they were found not guilty, they decided that they were up and guilty without a trial and put them back into prison. So the Bundys were up there to fight for them, fight for their rights. You know, they went to the Malheur Refuge. Whether you agree with that thing or not, you know, it is what it is. That's what happened. But they have been in jail now for 2 years. 2 years. Amon was finally released. Cliven Bundy, my understanding, would not leave until everybody was released that was involved in this. Now, I couldn't watch the videos of Amon Bundy coming out of the courtroom, even though I've been waiting for 2 years for him to be released. It killed me. It killed me that they're standing up for the Constitution, everybody's constitutional rights, and their constitutional rights were trampled upon and thrown in jail without a jury, without a conviction, without anything.
Well, it's my understanding that Cliven Bundy said, no, he won't be released if there has to be conditions on it. He's not going to be a dog with a dog collar and a chain to him.
Yeah.
You let me go as a free man or I'll just stay right here. But, you know, one thing I read about that they said is, you know, our system's all messed up. When they offer us a plea bargain and we'll get off easier, rather than stand up for our rights as an innocent person and risk going to jail and being punished so much worse, there's something wrong with the system here when this happens. What's going on here?
Well, I think we had a phone call and
okay, we do not have a winner for the tickets
okay. Yet.
The first one was Mark just spoofing me. But Mark Kent, by the way, will not be in this morning, so he is obviously feeling better. But judging by the phone call, I mean. But he and his sister, Linda, are both under the weather today. So we will we'll kind of play this by ear. You guys may very well end up staying over into the first part of Sovereign Minds. Otherwise, we'll have a replay at some point between 10 and noon. But we're wide open for the state of Jefferson.
I kind of suspected that was my wife, Signe, that was calling. She she likes to find something for me to do on the nights that she's out of town. She's going to be out of town on those nights. And if I'm busy, she knows I'm not catching up on my drinking. So I figured she was probably getting me a couple
of I did not realize Signe was your wife, Mark. But, yeah, she's been a regular caller for a long time.
So for Signe and all the other listeners, again, 605-4567. The lines are now open since we don't have any more spoofs on there. So give me a call, 605-4567. I've got two tickets to Wednesday night's play of A Christmas Carol. These are $25 tickets. I've got two of them for you. So if someone give us a call, I'll hook you up with a couple tickets. You'll get to see me and Terry and all the other Jeffersonians there.
All right, and we'll take our first break while we do that. Remember, the time has come.
4:51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it could be. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
All right, welcome back to Jefferson State of Mind. Hey, we have a caller on the line. If you were trying to call to win the tickets, both lines were taken up. So, again, we have a line open right now for the tickets. Call 605-4567, and we'll get this other line open here in just a minute. On that line
and
is
again,
Brown
Mountain Bob. If you're just tuning in, those tickets, again,
hey,
are for
nice
Chris.
Nice to see you out there, Chris.
Bob, hold on, please.
I'm sorry. The tickets for the play, Wednesday night play, December 13th, Christmas Carol. So
Christmas Carol at the
Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue. So there is a line open. First caller gets these tickets. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. Good morning, Chris. Hey, good morning, Nick. Hey, we're going to miss you, Nick, here at Sunday school, you know. You're busy working. And anyway, what I really wanted to tell you guys is, if you know Robert Mueller, what he's doing to our federal government, everybody he's bringing in, they are running broke, so they cannot even afford a defense or anything for themselves. You know, California is doing the same thing to Bundy's and stuff like that. They got an unreal amount of money they can spend, and you can't outspend them. So, you know, I'm just sorry to see this. What happened to fair representation? What happened to our justice system where you can go to court and fight a problem and have a chance to win? Now all they do is try to run you broke and run you out of town.
That's absolutely right, Bob. And you know what a lot of people don't realize is that when you get arrested and you have to hire a lawyer, it's going to cost you money.
Yeah.
Yep, and there's going to be court fees and everything else. And, you know, the other thing that money keeps you out of, speaking of representation, is out of politics. And, you know, you wonder how you look at John McCain and Lindsey Graham and some of these guys. How in the world does Arizona continually elect John McCain? Now, we know our vote doesn't count here in California, but it seems like the people in Arizona still count. Well, I'll tell you how that works. We had a candidate this last election that was running against Ted Hu, who is our state senator here in Northern California. And our candidate went down, and there was Steve Baird was our candidate, and he went down and went to a little seminar or a, you know, town hall type of deal where the parties tell him what they expect of him and this and that. And so he had asked the Republican Party. He says, "Well, hey, I'm a Republican. So how do I get some of that GOP money?" And they said, "Oh no. You get 0%. You get nothing. He's the incumbent. He gets 100% of the GOP money. You get nothing." So you wonder how people get elected to state level and federal level, for that matter, and, you know, they don't do their job, or they aren't a good candidate, or people don't even know who they are, like Ted Hu, which is our state senator up here in Northern California. He's got an R next to his name, and he's on the ballot, so he gets voted for. Nobody knows who he is. He doesn't do anything for us, but that's who they vote for. Why? Because his name is on the ballot. His name's on the ballot because to try to go against him, you have to pay fees in every county to have your name put on the ballot. So when you have no money behind you, you know, how many counties do you need to get your name on to run for state senator? What, 11, 13 here in the North State? So at $2,000 or $3,000 per county, you know, is a common everyday Joe off the street going to cough up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to get his name on the ballot with no money behind him? That's how we can, that's how this whole thing has just gone off the rails.
But, you know, getting back to John McCain, I think maybe they Arizona had the same idea Arkansas had when they voted to get old Clinton into the White House. They just wanted him out of their state.
Yeah, that could be. That would be one way to get rid of the guy. So that would explain it as much as anything else, because I know I've had some actual people from Arizona in our Jefferson booth, and, you know, there was a guy up in Fall River Mills that made the comment to me. He's like, you know, how do you guys keep electing these people in California? I mean, you guys got horrible people. And I said, well, you know, sir, I mean, our vote doesn't count. We're here in the North State, doesn't count. We don't really have any say in state politics, and especially federal politics. Yeah, we get a local congressman, but, you know, as far as, you know, the state level, we have no say whatsoever. And I said, but speaking of that, sir, you're from Arizona, so until you can explain John McCain and Jeff Flake, you really don't have ground to stand on. And he kind of sheepishly smiled and touche. So,
Oh, boy, that's interesting. I'll tell you, we should be ashamed of the people we're sending to Washington, D.C. to represent us. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer.
We should be really scared of all the people in our California government. If you want to talk about Pelosi, if you want to talk about Feinstein, Boxer, just about all of them. All they are there is to take a place and make money off of the state of California and off the United States and put it in their pocket and go away. I mean, they're not here to do anything for the people.
It's
none of them. I don't care who it is.
It's
Bush, either one of them, Obama. You know, finally we get a president that's willing to help us, and two-thirds of the country wants to get rid of them.
Well, Bob, isn't it disappointing they don't use those efforts to help the people that put them in there instead of trying to help themselves?
Well, yeah. Well, look at right now. They got this billionaire Democrat who's spending $20 million on ads to get rid of Trump, to impeach him. And what the heck do they have to impeach him on? Can you tell me one iota? I'll take the rest of the stuff off the air so somebody else can call in. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Bob. Thanks for the call.
Maybe it's honesty they want to impeach him on.
Well, I will tell you, that's something that we will fix in Jefferson. You know, as far as the outside money into our local politics and local politicians, first of all, the congressional areas are going to be so small that, you know, we will have more state representatives than California currently does. And there won't be the lobbyist money to be able to pay off these guys. It's going to be a part-time legislator. They're not going to pass 1,000 laws a piece a year or some ridiculous number of laws. You're not going to get really far by paying off the people in Jefferson. And as far as the GOP money and the DNC money, you know, if we have 15 Democratic candidates running for a state senator position, well, as far as I'm concerned, and, you know, I can't say this is exactly how it's going to work, but as far as I'm concerned, that outside DNC money will be split up 15 ways. Same with the GOP money. You know, we have 10 people running for state senator. Hey, all 10 of them get some of the GOP money. Let's get some normal, common, everyday men into office rather than these career politicians that we have now.
Oh, my goodness. We got the granddaddy of the movement on here, and it's always a pleasure to listen to Mark Byard.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, for calling in. You're saving us here. My co-host is doing a great job of keeping us afloat, but I can use some help. So, Mark Byard, folks.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Marvelous. How are you, Mark?
Oh, we're pretty good. We're on the road heading down to Sonora for our multi-county town hall, which I think ought to be interesting. And yeah, I just wanted to pipe in just for a second. I won't suck up too much perfectly good air, but I think we all kind of know where we are now. I think a better question to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do about it?
Absolutely.
Because by doing nothing, that's how people like John McCain get elected. That's how that liar and thief and crook Kevin DeLeon got to be Senate pro tem. That's how the liar Anthony Rendon got to be Speaker of the Assembly, and how the do-nothing Brian Daly got to be the majority leader. I mean, you look at the Republican Party by itself, and Jim Brulte, president for life of the Republican Party. No wonder no one else gets any money. And then you look at Jerry Brown, who's flying all over the world spending your money on things that have nothing to do with you except to make your life more expensive. We all know how these things happen. They happened because we didn't stop them.
That's absolutely right.
And we are the people mentioned in Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution. All just power is derived from the people. Government was created and instituted for their good, not for the good of government. So these things have happened because we allowed it. But here's the good news. We're the only ones that can fix it. We have all the power. We've always had it. All we have to do is start using it, and that's what Jefferson means. So I would like to invite everybody within the sound of this broadcast on internet or over the airwaves to get up off of your couch and make a commitment to yourself and to your children today that this is the last day you do nothing about the situation we're in. Go down to the Patriots meeting. Go on the website, soj51.org. And find a committee and volunteer for a job. And if you just physically don't have time to do that, and I doubt there are many people that don't have time to give 1 minute, then give us money so that we can win this court case, because if we win this court case, it will yank the rug out from under status quo politics, not only in California, but if we get summary judgment, end up in the Supreme Court and win there, it'll yank status quo politics out from under everybody in this nation. And by the way, there's a companion lawsuit going against Congress for the same thing. So if you complain about not having representation, we know what to do about it. But the 15 or 20 of us doing all the work can't carry the water alone. We need a little bit of help.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Mark, and we do need some people to give us a hand. There's still a lot of things we need to do, and like Mark said, if you're not, you can't go stand in the Jefferson booth, or you can't, you know, pass out flyers, or you're not able to do a lot of things. There's a lot of things you can do. You know, we have keyboard warriors out there all over the place. There's a lot more maybe that aren't on our side, and we need to get more on our side. There's something you can do from the comfort of your own home.
I'd like to put that another way, too, Mark. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Let's stand up, stick up for ourselves, and take our country back. Let's make America great again.
You know, I got a biblical reference I'll add to that. To whom much is given, much is expected. Liberty is a gift that is 6,000 years old, and there have been some very fleeting moments of liberty throughout those 6,000 years. This is the only constitutional republic on the face of the earth, and it is in danger, folks, and it's in danger because we have not protected it. So I invite you, we have been given a great gift, the gift of liberty, the gift, the God-given gift of liberty. We do not have constitutional rights. We never did. We have God-given rights that are simply guaranteed in the Constitution that government won't interfere with them.
And we've got California leading the way to take that liberty away from us. Hey, we're going to go on a quick break. Mark, okay. Can you hold over for the break? Are you going to be in a good cell area?
Well, I don't know. So if I'm still here, I am. And if I'm not here, I won't be.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully you're there. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Don't have a line open at the moment, but when we do, our number is 530-605-4567. And remember, the time has come for 51.
You got to go after this one if you want.
Just help me, Lord, to climb. You don't have to move and stumble and block. Just show me the way around it. We must climb a great high mountain to reach God's gracious kingdom. In His word you'll find the strength if you will just believe Him.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We get suddenly paranoid, we don't talk too much about it.
Jeffersonians, yeah, I'm tired of living like a refugee. I feel like a refugee in Northern California stuck in this state. You know, we did lose Mark. What Mark's talking about, and you know, he, as usual, fantastic, brilliant points. We need more people. We need people to help out. You know, we go to these booths and we go to these shows, and, you know, and we're constantly hearing, well, when's this going to happen? What are you guys doing? You know, and for those of us that are all working the booths, you know, we sit here and think, well, what are you doing? You know, you're walking by it, waiting for somebody else to find you liberty. How about we get a little bit of help? How about you help us out a little bit? How, you know, I mean, there's always something you can do. And, you know, during the American Revolution, 3% of the population, 3% of the population, of the colonial population of the American Revolution, was willing to stand and fight and leave Great Britain. That means 97% of the people were standing on the sidelines going, well, you know, boy, it's sure bad. Boy, it's bad. Yeah, they're taxing us. We have no representation. Boy, it's bad. It sure is bad. I wish somebody would do something about this. And 3% of the people were willing to stand and say, I'm going to do something about it. I'm not taking it anymore. Give me liberty or give me death. I'll fight if I have to. I'll give up my sacred honor, my treasure. I'll do whatever it takes. And that's 3%. So, you know, today in the Jefferson Movement, if you've worked a booth, if you've passed out literature, if you've collected signatures, if you've, you know, donated to a fundraiser, if you've been to the fundraisers, if you have gone to the meetings and educated other people, just know that you're that 3%. You're that 3% of the population that's willing to stand and fight for your liberty and do something about it. But to the other 97% of the people out there, you know, we need some help. We need people to give us a hand, to work a booth, to pass out literature, to get educated so that they can answer questions out there. You know, come to the meeting. Come to the Radiant Patriots meeting. You know, come hear me flap my gums there. I will answer every question you have. If I can't answer it, I'll find somebody that will. But, you know, as this thing gets near, our court case is sitting in federal court right now. And as that thing is on its way to the Supreme Court, maybe even before it gets there, that another 97% of the population, you know, we'll have to have Shea get one of those trailers and build a bandwagon, because we're going to have a lot of people jumping on that bandwagon once they see that this is going to happen. Now, also keep in mind, there's going to be an awful lot of the other 97% of those people that we haven't had the long knives taken out on us yet. We've had some knives stuck in our backs. We've had some people come against us, but both things are going to get much more intense. So for that 97% sitting out there, the 3%ers, I'm not talking to you. You're already involved. You're already helping. You know, if you're doing something, do something more. But let's get that 97% of those people sitting on the sidelines asking us when this is going to happen and when we're going to get this done. Join us and give us a hand.
You know, one of the knives that was stuck in our back was just sent to me on the internet by Terry here last week. There was some idiot over in Susanville collecting signatures to split the state into three states, and he claimed he was representing the state of Jefferson. There's no way he was representing the state of Jefferson, and the rumor was he was getting $8.50 a signature. Maybe we ought to sell him some of our signatures to raise some money. What do you think about that?
You know, Nick, as funny as that is, I actually had Clayton came up with a pretty good idea. We were discussing this on the phone, and he kind of laughed about it. And, you know, first of all, yeah, this is horrible. They're saying that they are us, and they are not us. They're saying that this is the Jefferson movement. It is not. It has nothing to do with us. But, you know, Clayton and I were talking like, well, they did the same thing during the six-state split, and it really didn't harm us. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that are offended and feathers are ruffled, and you're working on our coattails, and we don't appreciate that, and you're falsely representing yourself. But Clayton's idea was, hey, why don't we go out there and gather signatures for this thing and then take all the money and donate to the SOJ51.org fund? And I had to laugh at that. I thought, yeah, that's not a bad idea. So the three-state split is going to go nowhere. It's not going to matter. You still have to go through California legislature. So I don't care if you split the state six ways, three ways, 100 ways, two ways. They will not let you go through. You're going to have to force them. And that's why the Jefferson movement is going to force them to let us go with a lawsuit. Only thing California understands is lawsuits. We release all the water out behind the dam in the middle of a drought because they're going to get sued by somebody. We release the prisoners out in the street to break into everybody's homes and cars and steal everything that isn't nailed down. And some of the things that are nailed down, why? Because California is going to get sued by somebody. Well, guess what, California? You're getting sued by Jefferson. You're not going to have a choice. You're going to have to let us go.
And let's give a shout-out to the fellow, I don't know what his name is, that stood up to him and said, no, you're not representing us. You know, I don't know how many people, I'm around town all day every day, and I don't know how many people, wealthy people, will look at me and say, oh boy, I'm with you, I stand behind you, but you know, I don't think you got a prayer. Well, you know what, we need you to stand up with us. We need you to say, yeah, I agree with you, here's some money, here's for your lawsuit, let's see if we can't make this happen. I compare it to people that are complaining about the politicians and the policies of our country, yet they don't vote. You don't want to stand up for us, don't complain.
And what I like to say, Nick, because I hear that sometimes in a booth, I'll hear people come by and, you know, they'll make the comment, hey, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen. And then I'll get people to say, oh, don't get me wrong, I support you, but it's just never going to happen. And I always point out to them, you know, you're right, and Americans will never be able to break away from the greatest military force in the world, Great Britain. There is no way that would ever happen. Oh, but wait a minute, it did. It did happen because there was people that were looking for liberty and freedom, and they were willing to stand up and fight for it. So for all of you that say it's never going to happen, yeah, well, with that attitude, you're not helping us, that's for sure. But don't worry, we're going to make it happen.
And you know the thing about these wealthy people and these successful people? They're the ones that are going to benefit so much more when we get the state of Jefferson. They're the ones that are going to reap the rewards. They're contractors. They're business people. It's unbelievable. Can you believe what real estate's going to do? The people that are going to flock to our state wanting to buy houses.
And speaking of a wealthy and powerful person, this person is neither one of those, but he is a great patriot, and we love him to death. Gary Holohan is on the line. So, Gary, are you still there?
Good morning. And what I'm about to read comes from Mark Levin's book, Rediscovering Americanism. And Mark Levin is on this radio station in the afternoons from 3 until 6. And what is quoted extensively is an article by de Tocqueville, who influenced American history back in 1835-1840. And I've reduced it to a couple sentences, and I think it fits exactly what you're saying about the feckless 97%. That's the feckless 97%. Beginning, it says, while claiming to extend a true democracy, the people are made subservient to their guardians and the state. It is indeed difficult to conceive how men who have entirely given up the habit of self-government should succeed in making a proper choice of those by whom they are to be governed. And no one will ever believe that a liberal, wise, and energetic government can spring from the suffrages of a subservient people. And that's where we are. 97% of the feckless individuals, when you look in the mirror, you can say to yourself, I want the gasoline tax. I want to pay more in January. In fact, I will even pay more next July. I like what California is doing. I do not want liberty or freedom because I do not understand it. So therefore, I don't want Jefferson. I'm happy because I have my 100 channels at home, food on the table, and I don't want to make any decisions, so I don't want to be a part of Jefferson because I am feckless and I'm too hesitant to make a decision on my own.
Yeah, you're right, Gary, and while you're looking in that mirror, say, and I want L.A. to run my life. I want San Francisco to make decisions for me. I don't want a representative in office. I don't want my vote to count. You know, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, if you go to the gas pumps and you're not doing anything to help break away from this state and you know, you're complaining now because, you know, folks, gasoline right now, the other day I was watching a show with the Judge Roy Moore thing and what really caught my attention was they were interviewing somebody in front of a gas station. It was $2.15 a gallon down there, and it's $3.29 a gallon here. You're lucky to find under $3 a gallon. I mean, do you understand? You're paying $1 a gallon more for gasoline. And that's going up again. That's going to be almost $2 come January. And yet you sit there and say, well, you know, golly, I hope those guys are the best, but I just don't think it's going to happen. So I'll just sit here and just keep taking it and taking it and taking it. I mean, come on, look in the mirror and say, what can I do to help? How can I help you guys out? Get educated.
You know, we might pay the highest gas taxes, but, you know, something else to be proud of is we have the highest paid bureaucrats, and they retire on a higher pension than anybody else.
To further add, talking about last Tuesday, and it helped me out on this, there was a call-in for 14 hours, and this county raised, a little over $1 million for nonprofit organizations to share in. It's things they can see, that they understand. Now, that's 14 hours, a little over $1 million, happened last Tuesday. Here we are, 4 years, and we're languishing at $360,000 because the feckless individuals do not want to understand liberty and justice. And that includes the Redding City Council, the Board of Supervisors, for governing agencies, plus the common citizen that does not want to understand what Jefferson is about because liberty and justice are foreign words that they do not understand, and they are a concept, nothing concrete. And I just can't get over the comparison. I think it's a great comment. On the one hand, the generosity and people are willing to help other organizations, etc., and then to give themselves freedom and a better way of life, they turn their backs on it.
Yep, people got to understand what liberty is in order to know how important it is and how to want it. Hey, Gary, thanks for the call. We're going to let you go. We have Lori on the other line.
All right,
need to get Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night, Gary. Thank you for the call.
Okay, we have one more break to take. Lori said she can hold over into the next hour if necessary. Can we go ahead and do that right now?
Slim Shady, is that okay with you? Let's go to the next break and have Lori come back.
Hey, we're going to stick around. We got it popping around here. I mean popping.
All right, the time has come.
For 51.
And we haven't had to bleep him yet.
Loving you is the right thing. Change me.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. And it's sticking to high heaven.
That is our song dedicated to California. We've got Lori on the phone. Lori, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm awesome. Great to talk to you all.
Have you ever been introduced after the dead skunk in the middle of the road song, Lori?
There's a time and place for everything. And you know what? We're going to H in a handbasket, so what the heck? What's the H? Anyway, hey, if I could put in a little thing about let's keep some open lines. I mean, I'd rather not listen to an encore, but if we have to, we do. But there's just so much going on, and that's why I commend Carl Bott for having open lines Thursday tirade, I think he calls it, at 7:30 in the morning. So there's just so much to cover that it's okay if we're not some, you know, engineer or an expert or whatever. Let's just hear it from, you know, the frequent callers and...
Let me interrupt you for just a second, yeah. Lori. I was thinking about that open line and how much I enjoyed it. And I thought that Carl Bott ought to have an open line so the retired public employees that are drawing these enormous pensions can call in and explain to us how they earned them.
God.
Crickets? Well, crickets?
I know you're up against the top of the hour, so I will kind of hang out. And I'll call my segment today, I don't know if people know my full name, it's Lori Bridgeford. So this is the Bring It On Bridgeford segment, and I've got a couple things to share, and a resource at the end, and maybe give me some guidance if I just dive in and hang on. What would you like me to do?
Sure, we can have you hold on. How many more minutes we got till the top of the hour, Bob?
Well, we're coming up on 1 minute. Lori, if you want to take a break and call us back after we get into the next program, after the news, you can.
We'll let you in on the Chris and Nick show.
Absolutely.
I will. I've got it all focused out, and it's going to cover marijuana, gun grab, Hawaii. And ways of Jefferson, we need to look at a few things that we're never going to be told heads up. So that's what I'm going to be sharing. So okay. I'll call back in a tiny bit.
All right, then we'll hang around here until after 10 o'clock, and we'll start out with Lori on the line. So
awesome. Good. This will be far better than an encore. We need to be current with what's going on. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Lori. And, hey, while we have those lines open, I'm going to try one more time to get those tickets away. So as we go to the top of the hour and you hear the news, go ahead and call in 605-4567. I got two tickets to the Jefferson's play, A Christmas Tale, on Wednesday the 13th. So give us a call. We'll
and
be here after 10.
Going to be at the Riverfront Playhouse.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fellows hammered out this weekend and says it will not balloon the deficit.
The economy would only have to grow 0.4% over the next 10 years to fill this gap that you're referring to. That's not a dramatic improvement. We think you're going to get a lot more growth than that. So I'm confident this is not only revenue neutral to the government, but actually is very likely to be a revenue producer.
He was a guest on ABC TV.